Okay, Rabosai, we're in the middle of Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We have looked at the main point of that Dam Besulim being Metame. But we hadn't gone in, you know, we've gone into all the details of Dam Besulim being Metame. We hadn't gotten some of the other details, so let's start again from the Shulchan Aruch. Hakones Besula Bol Bilas Mitzvah V'Gomer B'Yasa U'Purish Miyad Afilu Kitanish Lo Yigiyaz Manal Liros V'Lo Rasa. Okay, so far, that all we discussed last time. Here's a detail that's not in the Gemara, that's not found in the Gemara, that we haven't discussed yet. Afilu Budka V'Lo Matzah Dam Tmeya Shema Rasa Tibz Dam Kachar D'Lechifo Sif Chishiv Chazera. This is only a Chiddush from the Rishonim, that even if she didn't find any Dam, she's still Tmeya. Because maybe she found the maybe there was a little Tibas Dam Kachardal. Oh, if there's a little Dam, why didn't you find it? You didn't find it because maybe it got covered by the Shechvas Zera. So this is a Chiddush that even if there's no Dam or Matame, because we assume there might have been Dam, and once there might have been Dam, it's Bechlal Gzeirah Drabbanan of Dam Besulim. This is, of course, Nahug Bezman Hazeh, that nowadays, when we all get married very, very old, like 20 or older, sometimes there's Dam Besulim, sometimes there isn't Dam Besulim, right? You have to tell the Chassan, right? That maybe the Chassan read Chumash and read Maseches Ksubas, etc., and things that if there's no Dam Besulim, then the Kala's not a Besula. Not necessarily true. That's true if she's 12, even 12 and a half. But nowadays, when, you know, we're all, some of us are old enough to be grandmothers, when we get married at 25, or something, even if you get married at 20, 21, etc., there may or may not be Dam Besulim. Could go either way. So, nowadays, sometimes we won't find Dam Besulim. But what do you mean he didn't find Dam Besulim? Maybe there was just a tiny drop of Dam Besulim and he didn't find it. And therefore, we are machmir either way. There's an interesting machlokas achronim here, which is discussed in the Shach here. What are we choshish for? Why are we metame? Again, Dam Besulim was tamei drabanan. Why we discussed last time, we're not going to repeat. Once Dam Besulim was coming to our bottom, and if you don't find any, we're afraid there might have been someone you missed it. But why is it, right? Tmeya afalpi shelo matzah dam. Why? We could think of two reasons. One of which is what the Mechaber says, right? This is the Mechaber, and the Shach backs him up. The Shach says, because Shema chipahu Shechvas Zera. Maybe there's a little dam, but it got covered by the Shechvas Zera. After all, there's more. I don't know what it was like in the old days when they were 12, but nowadays, even if the Kala has a lot of Dam Besulim, there's still more Shechvas Zera than dam, and sometimes the Kala might have only a tiny bit, only one drop of Dam Besulim. I mean, the Kala never has a lot of Dam Besulim nowadays because we're all old, but she might have one drop, and it could easily get covered by the Shechvas Zera and disappear. Of course, there's another possibility, which is what the Shach asks from, he says, it's Kuf Tzadi's Gimel, obviously it's Kuf Tzadi Beis, Dam Chimod, maybe just missed it. Right? So this is what the Shach rejects. The Shach rejects. Just, just missed it. Right, it got lost. Right, the Shach says, we're not worried it got lost. She's in a bed doing Bia. Everything would have been caught on the bed someplace. We're only worried that maybe it was covered by Shechvas Zera. However, not everyone agrees with the Hachra of the Shach and the Mechaber. The Chachmas Adam Lechora, well, what's the Chachmas Adam Lechora? He doesn't really tell us too much. But if you look in the Rashba, and some other Rishonim says, maybe it was covered by Shechvas Zera, maybe it was Nevad. So the Rashba does bring this up. The Shach rejects this, but the Rashba, what's the Rashba adds it? The Rashba says, maybe I covered by Shechvas Zera, but maybe you just missed it. Right? Nevad. Right? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what if, it's a rare case. No one ever asked me if this case happened to them. What if there was a full Bia, but there was no Zera? Okay, that's a rare case. Usually when there's a Bia, there's Zera. What if there was no Zera? What if no Zera came out? And she checked and there was no blood. Then that would be a Nafkamina, right? Nafkamina
there is no zera. Ubatka velo matza dam.
Shach would say she's tahor.
So according to the Mechaber and the Shach, she should be tahor. Tahora.
She's a female. She should be tahora because the only choshesh is very, very dirty. It's only chash, as the Shach explains to the Mechaber, that it could cover shechazera. There's no shechazera, there's no chash.
But, and this is what the Shevet Halevi and others say, based on however the Chachmas Adam paskins, she's still tmeya. L'chore, the Chachmas Adam paskins, like the Sfar, the Shach rejects.
He says, no, we're just afraid there was a drop and you lost track of it somehow. Where'd it go? Who knows? It went. So that could be an interesting nafkamina. If, I'm not saying it's an everyday occurrence, certainly, but if there was no zera, then, according to the shot of the Mechaber, as the Shach explains very forcefully, then there's no chash, there's no dam, she's okay. It's only there's zera, it's a problem. Okay, halach l'maisa, I'm not sure how likely it is to happen too often, but the chavar, we passed into horror. Like, the Shach and the Mechaber are very, very clear about this, and many, you could add a million achronim. And it's a dinder abon in the first place. So the chora pashtas would be mako in this rare case where there was no zera and she didn't find dam and they broke the psulim.
It's rare, like Rebbe's never heard of it, or it's like rare, like it happens.
I don't know. I mean, it could happen, but it's, you know, you never know what could happen. It's unlikely.
Can I just define what
the Gemara? I will in a moment. Adds the Ramah. V'yesh makilim lo ras adam. Some people are mako. They deny this whole chumrah of the last three lines of the Mechaber. Who says? The Gemara says, Bolbul is mitzvah parish. That means if there was dam. The Gemara never meant to be timing or if there wasn't dam. V'nag v'lehakel, what's the psak halacha? The Ramah, I think Sfardim also hold this. Im l'hakel lo gomer bi'arak herabah v'lo ras adam. V'lem ba'leo bi'amamish sarach lifashven alpish lo ras adam. Okay, halacha l'maisa, what do we paskin? It depends. There's two levels of bia. There is bia for almost all halachic purposes, right? Okay, and Tosfos and Kedushin discusses, maybe not for some, but basically for almost all halachic purposes, hera counts as bia, meaning even going in a tiny drop, even 1 millimeter, right? The way it is, okay, so achlokas, the we paskin, that means neshika, meaning even going in a little, counts as bia for all purposes, for chayvei lavin, and for mises bezdin, and for psulei kahuna, and for kiddushin, and for yibum, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, meaning whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's an aveira, for all halachic purposes, even going in 1 millimeter, counts as bia. However, we understand, here we're not talking about the halachic chalos bia, we're talking about breaking basulin. If you go in 1 millimeter, you're not going to break any basulim, right? So, therefore, says the Ramah, if the faucet only goes in a little, that counts as bia for all halachic purposes, but it doesn't break the basulim. And therefore, if there's no dam, she is tahora. If the chasa went in all the way, then, we follow the Mechaber and many Mishonim, and we say, even if there's no dam, she is still Tmeya, because we are Choshesh. There might have been a drop of dam. You just lost track of it. Halacha l'maisa, this is a... Let me make one thing clear. I don't want anyone to make a mistake. Right? Ba'al besula. If she finds dam, then she's Tmeya. It doesn't matter how much of a beer there was. Dam is dam. Right? Dam besulim is dam besulim. And it's zero drop against dam besulim from Rav Singh. The whole Rama is dealing only if you didn't find dam. If you found dam, nothing to talk about. Then it depends if it was a hera'a or a bia gemura. What do you mean by bia gemura? It means going all the way. Someone will ask me, okay, exactly where to draw the line between all the way and between a little? It's a good question. Pashtas, if you go in halfway, isn't that... not a little, that's the same as all the way for the purpose of breaking the basulim. L'chor, yes. But usually, either goes in a little bit, or goes in all the way. You know, exactly where to draw the line, sometimes it'll just be masalek. But meaning either he only goes in a little because he has trouble breaking the basulim, or whatever, or he, you know, goes in all the way. So then, if it's just a hera and there's no blood, we say tahora. If it's a bia gemura, we say timea. Halacha lemaisa, what if We learned last siman that if she's pirsa nida before bia, then, and we discussed this last siman, I believe, then there's an isur yichud. What if he did a hera and then she came a nida? Then there's no isur yichud. I mean, hera does not, for it's lakula counts as bia for kufzadi beis, and lakula doesn't count as bia for kufzadi gibel. It doesn't count as bia for dam basulin, but it does count as bia to be matur yichud. So even though, since in the bia and kol etzor kula, but counts as bia bechol haTorah kula, including heter yichud im pirsa nida achar kach. Right, so if there's even a little bia, and then she became a nida, then that counts, since the bia called her kula, the heter yichud. The only thing it doesn't count as bia for is for the purpose of making her tmeya, even when there's no dam.
What if for whatever reason there was no, he was able to go in at all, even if he couldn't get an erection, or
if he wasn't able to go
in, she comes in the middle, is there an issue yichud?
Pashas, there is. Yeah, then that's a difficult circumstance. Then that's a difficult circumstance. That's a difficult circumstance. Okay, yesh, you know, maybe yesh ladon exactly, how do you know exactly what happened and what it's called, etc. But the ikaron, if there was no bi at all, then there would be an iser yichud. Like, for example, he couldn't get an erection at all and couldn't do anything. But mechor, if she was person, either would be an iser yichud.
You don't need it for a yeshika, right?
What?
You don't need an erection for a yeshika.
That is a good question. Meaning, it's interesting. Halachically, it's a question of the Gemara with the Council of Holosti. I don't remember how we paskin. It would be hard to do a neshika without.
We're saying that it's exera.
Impractical, at least.
It's exera based on mitzvahs. I mean, if woman doesn't have a psula, whatever it is,
if she's not a basula, she's not a basula. Nothing to talk about. If she's not a basula, then kofzadi gibel doesn't apply to her. She's not a basula. Meaning, if she's mom, she's not a basula. Either she slept with someone before, or the doctor removed it. You know, but assuming she is a basula, like most kalas nowadays, in our circles, are basula. I mean, there's no reason they would have got the doctor to remove it, and most kalas didn't sleep with someone beforehand. So then we would use this.
Whatever broke for another reason, is she still a basula? Sometimes that happens.
Like a mukazetz kind of thing.
Right.
It's very hard to know for sure. Meaning they erode a lot. What about some in between cases? I'm not sure. You know, one can imagine all kinds of scenarios, and I'm not sure exactly where to draw the line. Sorry, Leon.
You don't need a vada, right?
What?
You don't need a vada.
Yeah, and also you need a vada. It's sometimes going to be hard to know when the vada died. Meaning, if you go to the doctor, he cuts off the scalpel, he can tell you the vada. If there was a bia beforehand, then we have an assumption that that's called breaking the basula. You know, anything else, yesh lado. It's an interesting question. You know, lachora, it would just depend. You know, whether we're for sure that it was as good as, you know, as really removing them, but I don't know. Now, halacha lemaisa, this, by the way, this question comes up a lot in our circles. Not everyone's a Baal Tshuva. And even a Baal Tshuva, maybe they were just very unpopular. You never know. But assuming not everyone's a Baal Tshuva, so sometimes the Chassan and Kala, they don't really know much about exactly, besides the fact that there might be difficulties involved the first time, you know, psychologically, physically, etc. But they don't necessarily know what they're doing. And often you might have a Shaila that if the Chassan and Kala try to do the Bilas Mitzvah and then she finds Dam, A, you have the halachic question, you know she is Tomas Dam Basulim. And B, you have no Metzias question. You know they did a Bia, because otherwise how would she have found the Dam? But often you'll have a case where she didn't find the Dam afterwards.
And then, the again, I'm not talking about the old days when he thinks she cheated on him, whatever. You know, that was thousands of years ago. Nowadays, that's not an issue because we're all old. But if the Chasan and Kala don't know what they're doing, might be a case where they're not sure if they really did a proper B or not. Right? She doesn't find Dom and they don't know. Is it because they did a B of Gemura? Just she didn't find Dom, and that's exactly the Chumra that Rechoshesh Rechifosech Rechshecha Zera, now she's Tamei and they have to separate the beds and wait 4 and 7, etc. Or did she not find Dom because they didn't really do a Bia yet? And they're going to find a Dom whenever they actually do the Bia. And sometimes the Chasan and Kala nowadays are very innocent, and they're not sure what they did and what they didn't do. So sometimes the Kala can feel, if she feels that something's broken there, something's open that used to be closed, then she could tell they did a Bia and broke the Besulim. But sometimes she can't necessarily. So it's a very common case nowadays in the from community that she won't find Dom after they try to do a Bilas Mitzvah, and they're not sure which of these categories they fit into. They're not sure if they fit into Hara'ah, or even less, or if they fit into Bia Gemura. What do you do in that case? You know, what if you can't be Mavarit because they just don't know? So Halacha L'maisa, since we're talking about Issur D'Rabbanan here in Suffolk, D'Rabbanan L'Kula, if they can't, they just mamish don't know, then we paskin L'Kula, that we assume it was only Hara'ah, and they could try again. That's how we paskin, that they could try again, and if they try again, then if they did it via Gemura, whether or not there's Dom, they'll be Tmeah. So that's what we paskin be Suffolk. If you're not sure if you did Hara'ah or via Gemura, then you can assume it's Ha'ara and try again.
So that seemed to work the first night, but afterwards, shouldn't she have to go to Bodegas to find out if you have this topic?
Interesting question. Meaning, shouldn't she have to go get examined to be Mavar the Safek? Meaning, to find her. It's an interesting question, and can we make it if it's Nitan with... I wonder if we're 100% sure that Bodekas will be able to fire this up. I mean, maybe. It's an interesting question. They didn't used to have Bodekas in the old days. I mean, you go to a doctor.
Why wouldn't they be able to be Mavar?
What?
Why wouldn't they be able to be Mavar?
Because, like, they don't necessarily know what it looked like beforehand and how open it was, etc. You know, maybe she didn't bleed because there were very, very weak, very little basula. And so, you know, you don't really notice that they, whether or not they broke. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I spoke to Ariel about this. He never said you have to go to a bodeket. But normally you say in Safi Jabban Lakula that you do have to empower if you can. So I'm not sure to think about it. Good question. Okay, Blee Neder, I'll think about it. Okay, so this is something that happens all the time. There are and what might someone have a havmina do? A chassa might have a havmina to say that he doesn't want to have his wife become a nida right away after the wedding night. Yet he doesn't want to. He could just do nothing and then she won't be a nida. But that's not what he wants. He wants to sleep with her and have her not become a nida. So what might he do? He'll say, instead of a Nisha caresses bristle, Nisha osos and clean, bring the basul on the wedding night, he'll just do a little hara on the wedding night. And then she won't be Tmei anymore. And then he can do a little hara the next night, etc. And maybe if that's what he wants to do. So he says, Val nefesh yochesh la'atzmo shel lischot b'tinokes, that a Val nefesh should be machmer not to play around with his wife, meaning to do a proper bia, not to play these games. The later of course, if you're not a Val nefesh, you should be macher because it could lead to all kinds of takolos, and therefore we say that is clearly an improper, at the very least, thing to do. That one should try. He just said you shouldn't play around. It just means you have to try your best. The chasan should try to do a proper bia on the wedding night. Most of the time he'll succeed. If he doesn't succeed because it's too difficult, that's a different story. But he shouldn't play around. Okay, continuing in the Nechaber, Tzricha Shetetzok, Batarav, Tidlo Kol Shiva, she has to do Hefzik Tarin Shivinikim, like all Hauchas Nida. Velo Taskal Limno Siyar Chamish L'Shim, she shouldn't start Shivinikim until the fifth day after the Tashmish,
meaning she should have 4 plus 7, right? The fifth day she starts Shivan Akiyam. What do Ashkenazim normally do? 5 plus 7. So why did it say here 4 plus 7? So I might say because he's Sephardi. But says the Shach, no. All the Achron, right? Even Ashkenazim keep 4 plus 7 for Dan Basula. For Dan Basula, we keep 4 plus 7. Why? So he doesn't really say in the Shach here, but there are some more fanciful theories, but all the Achronim all over the Shulchan Aruch say a very Pasha theory, because for Dam Nida, which is a period, which is the Raisach, Shnazim Armachir 5 and 7. But since Dam Basulim was only Durabanan, therefore we're Makel 4 and 7. And that's what we assume, that since it's only Durabanan, we're Makel 4 and 7. Meaning, if she has Dam Basulim and then also gets her period, then she needs 5 and 7. And if she has Dam Basulim without her period, then she only needs 4 and 7. She counts day... She can't start... Doesn't she do Hefzik until day 5? She can do Hefzik on day 4. She can start Shivan Akiyam on day 5. Which is really 4 and 7. Because we Ashkenazim only start Shivan Akiyam on day 6. And we do a Hefzik on day 5. So what he means is that Bein Sephardim and Ashkenazim can do a Hefzik on day 4 and start Shivan Akiyam on day 5. But knowing Imam Chaldini and Idli Narchak, you have all the Archakas of Nida. Ella, except for one, she need the Gemura also Lisha Namitasa, Felix Shane of Amita, a regular Nida, this is also cool because it's Rabban, a regular Nida, the husband can't sleep on her bed even when she's not there. The Zomato Lisha Moso Mita, but in this case, since it's only Rabban and we're Makel, he can sleep on the bed. That's as long as she's not on the bed at the time. We can't sleep on the bed together. Means as long as she's not in the bed, he can sleep there. Felix Sodom Shadam Alav, even if the blood is there. Okay, this is a funny halacha. The Rav Haigo and the Rav Kos Rav Haigo is saying, it's a funny, I don't know, you wonder if this is the best shot, I don't know. Rav Haigo said, she's a Nida, but there's no Tumas, Mishka Vamoshev. She's not Matami her bed. Sounds like she's talking about Tumah Vatara. She's a Nida, that Lagawi her Tumah, but not for Matami her bed. The Rav is asking Rav Haigo, why is Rav Haigo passing Tumah Vatara? There's no Tumah Vatara in the time of Rav Haigo. So the rabbi says, what he must have meant is that she's a nida, but the husband's allowed to sit on her bed or lie in her bed or etc. The husband's allowed to sleep in her bed. And from here, the rabbi derives that in a regular nida, the husband's not allowed to sleep in her bed. Meaning we never knew anything about beds. We know they can't be in the bed together. They can't sleep in a bed together. That's a foolish gemara. And that's also just a good logic. But that he can't sleep in her bed without her, Makor is, since Rav Haigon said there's no Tumas Mishkav, it must mean he meant the husband's allowed to sleep on her bed, which must mean that a normal Nida, the husband can't sleep on her bed. That's the Mechadish Allah from one strange line of Rav Haigon. Okay, but Lamaisa, I don't know the better shot of Rav Haigon, unless he was just Stam Tomei Tum Batara. Hope Mashiach will come soon. But Lamaisa, that's how we pass him like this Ravid, based on Rav Haigon, that not only do we deduce from here the Heter, that in Dam Basulim, which is Rabbanan, the husband can sleep on her bed without her. We also deduce that in a regular Nida, the husband can't sleep on her bed without her. And that's about it for Tumas Dam Basulim, unless there's other questions. Yes?
Do we have an answer for Kesem? So there's been Kesem, even though that's Rabbanan, we don't find out.
Interestingly, even though that's Rabbanan, we're not Mekel. That's a good point. The truth is, there is an Or Sameach on the Rambam who says, no, it's not that we're making those Darabanan. We're not making those Darabanan, as Jacob pointed out. Rather, he says, it's because, if you remember, what do you remember? We haven't gotten it yet, but remember from Chassam class, the reason that we Ashkenazim wait 5 plus 7 is because maybe there's Bia Bina Shmashas. Shuvah Sedeshin, we'll get there. He says, oh, because when newlyweds never are boiled during Bina Shmashas. And that's why we're not. So it's a special cool for newlyweds. Why? Because they always have a wedding which goes very late, and then it's already past Dana Shmashas. Okay, that's not what all 99.99% of all the Achronim assume. They all assume it's a cool because it's Rabbanan. Then you can ask, so why aren't we making on a Kesem? So the answer is, first of all, there are some people that have having make on a Kesem, but at least we're not making on a Kesem. I don't know, maybe because the kesem at least could be a period. And this, maybe this also could be a period. When it comes to this, Not sure. It's a good question. Let's just say that a kesem lemaisa is more chomer drabbanan, because since you couldn't find anything else to be tola on, it must be damnida. While over here it's more kal drabbanan, because it's probably not damnida. So maybe that's what you have to say, that that's more chomer in some way, because it's probably damnida, and this is probably not damnida.
Also, the whole chiddush of, this is a derabanan, everything is a derabanan unless it's with a hard gosh or it's a rivoy dam, and then even then treating it like a zav is also a derabanan. So the fact that it's a derabanan is not such a...
Correct. Look, lemaisa, however, given that this idea of waiting 5 plus 7, that fifth day, is a very big chumrah anyway, so you could say, yeah, for regular dinim, we're not making under our bonnets. This is such a crazy chumrah that we'll be more making under our bonnets. You know, this is really a crazy chumrah this fifth day. I don't say that in a bad way, just in terms of what a chiddush it is. So it could be that, yeah, for things that it's a big chiddush to Asra in the first place, that no one would have thought to Asra in the first place, and it's a big chiddush that we Asra in the first place, then we'll be making under our bonnets. Not so crazy. Okay, Kuf Tzadi Dalit, Yo Ledes. What's the din of Yo Ledes? Let's start with Aleph, which starts. Well, what's the din d'oraisa? What's the din d'oraisa of a Yo Ledes? Okay, it depends whether. Yeah, what's the din d'oraisa? She had a boy.
Hmm? 7 and 33.
Okay, what's 7? What's 33? What happens in 7? What happens in 33?
7 are Tuma and 33 are Tara.
Yes. So, Zachar and Akeva. So, days of Tuma. And what's the Tuma? Just like Nida. How do I know the Tuma is just like Tumas Nida? Because it says so first in the Chumash. 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl. She's Tuma just like a Nida. Now, what are the other days? It says Teshevel Dvein Tara. Now, let's talk about for a moment. Days of Tara. What does it mean, days of Tara? It means even if she bleeds, she's still Tehora. Now, that's the next 33, or the next 66. Meaning, if you have a boy, for 7 days she's a Nida. For the next 33 days, even if she bleeds, she's okay. She's allowed to sleep with her husband. She has a girl for 14 days, she's a Nida. And then 66 days, even if she bleeds, she's allowed to be with her husband. That's the Din Torah. Now, I admit that for Truma V'Kachim, it's different. All 40 and all 80 are Tmeya. But assuming here we're not talking about Truma V'Kachim, we're talking about Bala and Chulin, right, to Maser and Chulin Vitara and Bala, for 33 days she gets a get out of jail free card. That's the Din Torah. Now, what are those 33 or 60 days called in halachic lingo? Exactly. You make Tohar or Dam Tohar. What is Dam Tohar? Dam Tohar means the blood in those 33 or 66 days, which even if she's bleeding, she's allowed to sleep with her husband, it's no problem whatsoever.
Is there a reason for an akeva tomorrow?
Yes, there is. No doubt. No, so on a simple level, the reason is that's what it says in the Chumash. On another level, there are many different datas in the Midrashim and the Mefarshim. Why does it differ between Zachar and Akeva? And I don't know how to tell which is which. One day in the Midrash says that really both of them should be Tamei for 14 days. However, the Bris Mila is on the 8th day, and Hashem wanted everyone to be happy at the Bris Mila, so he's matching them to be together so that they wouldn't be sad at the Bris Mila.
Some of the Farshim say, no, really, it should always be 7 days, because the Leda has fundamentally a tumah of 7 days. However, she gives birth to a girl, that's like a double Leda, because she gave birth to someone who will grow up and give birth to someone else. And therefore, it's a double tumah. Okay, there are many other opinions as well, I don't know all of them.
Didn't Torah, they're allowed to be together even while she's still bleeding?
Yes, in those 33 or 66 days. There's a machlokas Rav and Levi called Mayon Echad or Shtei Mayonos. Is the blood in that 33 days the same kind of blood? Mayon Echad, one spring? Or a different kind of blood physically? It means Levi says, why? Levi says, because it's physically different source. The blood comes from a different place. And that kind of blood from that place, the Torah was not machbir on. Rav says, no. It's the same exact dam. It's just a gzeiras hakasov that it's tahor. This is, in halachic lingo, this is called mayon echad, one spring. I mean, it's the same exact dam, just gzeiras hakasov. And this is called shtei mayonos. The nafkamina, the Gemara says, very slight. Nafkamina is, what if she bleeds, like, from day 7 into day 8, straight? According to Rav, once day 8 comes, it's tahor. According to Levi, no, it's still from the old source, so it's tummy. Or what if she bleeds from day 40, meaning the end of the 33, into day 41? According to Levi, it's still tahor, because it's from the tahor source. According to Rav, no, there's also things different sources. The second Seisar Kochum comes, it's tummy. Okay, halacha l'maisa, we paskin like Rav against Levi, as we often do, and we paskin is one mayon, meaning there's no physical difference. You ask the doctors and the scientists, there's no physical difference in the blood of the first 7 days, the blood of the next 33 days, or the blood of the 41st day and on. Or for a girl, there's no difference in the blood of the first 14 days, the blood of the next 66 days, and the blood from day 81 and on. And there's no difference in blood after a boy and a girl. None of these are physical differences. It's all the exact same blood. It's just like Zeres HaKasuv, that for 7 or 14 days, blood makes no difference. She's just a Nida. For 33 or 66 days, even if there's blood, it's like Zeres HaKasuv, she's Tahora. And after that time ends, then she's back to a regular woman, back to the regular rules. She has to go to the mikveh after the 7 or 14 days. Yes, absolutely. Just like a Nida. She doesn't go to the mikveh, then she's still chayav karis if she sleeps with her husband. Now, the question is, what about nowadays? So, what about nowadays? Nowadays, we have Chomer D'Rabbi Zeira. So, what about nowadays? What about Chomer D'Rabbi Zeira? So, here we have a Machlokas Rishonim. The Beis Yosef doesn't even quote a Machlokas Rishonim. He doesn't even think there's two chashuv sides. But the Gra here in the Be'er Gra, and so cut in something. So cut in Gimel. In the sort of where it says Likud. Achshav zman hazeh, zeh lo shen Mordechai, sim tov shen lamed ches, tshuvas ga'onim, shesha'altim isha sheyolda b'koshi v'ol b'shofi. A woman who gave birth out of labor, not that she bled before giving birth. Shofi means in calmness. Not that she was like normal and bled before giving birth, then she'd be a nida. No. She gave birth, and the only blood that came was from the labor. For Ras Adam, im tzricha zayin nikiyim olo. Does she need shiva nikiyim if she gave birth and the only blood was from the birth? Davar ze machlokas go'on emar Rav Yudai go'on haya omar she'ein tzricha shiva nikiyim ki gemar dinos kutin with hamidah barma kamoso omar Rav Tzedek go'on v'chov ne yeshiva nechliko alav, etc., etc. Right, basically, here's a machlokas in the Gra. It's not a Beis Yosef. Rav Yehudai Gaon says, doesn't apply to Dam Leda. He says, nope, Chumer D'Rabbi Zeira doesn't apply to Dam Leda. Therefore, she doesn't need Shivanakiyan. Whoa, that's a big chiddush. You don't need Shivanakiyan. Ah, any woman who sees Tita, Tiva, Sam, Kachar, Beli, Shivanakiyan? No, that's for menstruation, not from childbirth. However, Rav, who is it? Sedek going? Interesting name. Yeah, that's what I thought, but my gross says Sedek. What does your gross say? Okay. It said Sedek going. That's all. Sedek said it. I'm with you, but that's not what it says.
That's the Tzadik.
Rav Tzadik going?
No, it just says a Reish and then
which one is it? Which
Gra, Gra Gimel. I should look it up inside of the Mordechai, but I don't have Mordechai.
There were going on there in Sedek.
What? You have a Mordechai? What are you talking about? You never know. You have all kinds of cool things here. I didn't think you had a Mordechai. No, I don't think so. Okay, lo mishaneh. Anyway.
It's weird, anyways. Why are you calling me Rudelli? It should be Bahad.
That's a big machlokas because we're not getting into it now. Rav Tzadi Gon says, and all the Rishonim says, nope, it does apply. And therefore, every Yoledes needs, once they had Chumash Berezera, every Yoledes needs Shivanikiyam, like, meaning she has the din of, what's this called? In, has the din of Yoledes Bizov. Let's say a Zobah gave birth, she needs Shivanikiyah. Nowadays, every woman is a Zobah who gives birth. Because as soon as she gives birth, a drop of blood comes out. And when a drop of blood comes out, Chumash Berezera makes her a Zobah. So nowadays, everyone needs Shivanikiyah. No, the Beis Yosef doesn't even quote this from Yudai Gon, I'm pretty sure. I looked at the Beis Yosef twice, I didn't see this from Yudai Gon. It's a Dabar Pashat that nowadays everyone needs Shivanikiyah. Okay, now we get another question. You know what? Who knows how to take a picture of the board?
I can't. I don't have a
good device. That's okay. Effie knows how to take a picture of the board. Unless he only knows how to take pictures of the board in the morning.
Yeah.
But Lechorah shouldn't be connected. And is the sun behind him or in front of him?
It's a little different place.
Yeah. You're not Chaim. Now the Beis Yosef, you notice it, very long Beis Yosef, much longer than the Shulchan Aruch here. Let's just see some of the halachos here. The once we have Chumash Berezera, there's some other interesting questions. So we're going to erase Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Now that we know Chumash Berezera applies, there's another interesting question. What's the next interesting question? And I guess two ways. But how about, let's say one step at a time. Now what do we need? Mida oraisa yoledes. Mida oraisa, she is tmeya for 7 or 14 days, right? Depending on the gender she had. Mi d'rabbanan, mi din, chumer d'rabbi zera. She needs shiva nikiyim. Can they be the same time or not? Now, you and I know that it might be unlikely to be at the same time. You know, after having a baby, it's going to be very hard to get shiva nikiyim in the first 7 or 14 days. But theoretically, and remember, what if it's not a baby? What if it's a miscarriage? What if it's a very early miscarriage and the blood doesn't last so long? Right, all the miscarriages, all they know. Can they be the same time or not? Right, like for example, let's say she, again, unlike scenario, she has a baby girl, she bleeds for 7 days, then is clean for 7 days. Now her 14 days of Tumah are up and her Shiva Nikiyam are up. But can the 14 days of Tumah count as Shiva Nikiyam? Or we say no, days of Tumah can't be Shiva Nikiyam. Interesting question. This is what's called in Gemara Lashon. And again, we're going to, not according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that's not basically also according to the major Rishonim. This word should be Midorabanan, of course. This is called Yimei Leda She'ema Roa Bahen.
the days of Tumas Leida, if they're clean, if they're not clean, they're not clean. What if they are clean? Olin l'sfiras zivasa. Right? Are you may Leida, if during the 7 or 14 days that they happen to be clean, can they count as Shivanikiyam? Or no, they can't count as Shivanikiyam because they have a chalos Tuma on them. On the one hand, they're clean, there's no blood. On the other hand, no, maybe they just have a chalos blood on them. Interesting question. This seems to be a machlokes of Bayim Rava. Okay, this sugi is much more complicated, but if you just read the words, then according to most Rishonim, it's machlokes of Bayim Rava. Abaye says, Eino Olin. Because they have shame tuma on them. They have shame tuma on them. So basically, she has to wait the 7 or 14 days and then count Shiva Nikiyam. Right? What? Bottom line, therefore, Lemaisa, what does she need? She waits 7 or 14 and then counts Shiva Nikiyam according to Abaye. However, Rava says, Olim. In which case, for Rava, Lemaisa, what does she need? She needs. She needs to, how do we express what she needs to do? She needs to count Shiva Nikiyam. She just counts Shiva Nikiyam, but even if she counted Shiva Nikiyam, she can't tovo until after 14 for a girl, right? It's silly to say she can't tovo until after 7 for a boy. If she counts the Shiva Nikiyam, it's been after 7, right? It's already been 8, because the one day she gave birth, and then Shiva Nikiyam. But what that means is that she needs to wait 14 days or until Shiva Nikiyam, whichever is longer. So if she gets Shiva Nikiyam after 12 days, she still needs to wait for 14 days. But if she gets Shiva Nikiyam after 15 days, or after 14 days, let's say she counted days 8 to 14 and they were clean, then that counts. Right, it has to be at least 14 days, but the 14 days can count towards the Shiva Nikiyam.
Wait, aren't they both assuming like a tadigon?
Yes.
So how does that work? You must the svar of the other side.
For which side?
For Rav Yehudah.
The svar for Rav Yehudah? Oh, 1 second. First of all, because... Not that I need this, but just to be proud. The svar for Rav Yehudah Gaon is that, the truth is they're not assuming. Let's say she was actually a Zava who then gave birth. Then they were Machlokes because it apply even according to Rav Yehudah Gaon, right? Meaning, even before Chamad Rabbi Zeira, a woman was a Zava, she got her period. Then after a period, days 12, 13, 14, she bled. So she's a Zava. And then 3 days later, had a baby. So this Machlokes would apply, right? So this machlokes applies even before Abzera came into the world. Where Abzera comes into the world, the question is every woman a zava when she gives birth or not? And we paskin yes. So we paskin this machlokes applies to every woman. But the Gemara could argue about it before coming to Abzera. Okay, so the halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? How would you think we would paskin if you didn't know what the Beis Yosef said here? Because? Except for Yaal Kagan. So... how do we paskin? This is shitas all the let's say rove rishonim, rove being like a 99% rove, except for Rabbi Yutam. Rabbi Yutam paskin like Abaye. Why? Because he holds that Ya'al Kigam, the lamed of Ya'al Kigam, is laid off. Ya'al Kagan. It can't be the Yod. We know the Yod is. Who remembers elementary school? Yeah, Shalom Das. Right? But the Lamed could be Leda. Right? Now it's a little funny. You know, you made Leda. Okay, but the Yod was taken by Yeah, Shalom Das. So that's what he says. He says that the Lamed equals Leda. And therefore he passed like Abaye. No one in the world agrees with him.
Okay, there are really two other opinions, but there's only one other mainstream opinion what the Lamed stands for. Most Rishonim say, this is not directly Hilchas Nida, the Lamed equals Lechi Ha'omei Me'eimav. Remember at the beginning of the Erevin? If you have a Mavoi, which has three walls and is open on the fourth wall, and you want to be able to carry in it, what do you have to build? Either a Lechi or a Korah. Lechi meaning a side post, or a Korah, a post, a beam going across. What if the Lechi, you didn't build the Lechi, there just happened to be a Lechi there. Right? It was there coincidentally. Something was standing there coincidentally, for whatever reason. Right? A guy put it up to put, phone wires on. Right? So does that count? A tree grew there. Does that count? Lechi holmei me'elav. A Lechi that came there by itself that you didn't put on purpose. So, okay, we say that's machlokes abayim rava, that's the lamed, and that's where we paskin that it counts. Okay, that's not important for us now. The main point is that's not leida. So it's Rabbi Tam versus everyone else in the world. How do we paskin? We paskin like everyone else in the world against Rabbi Tam. So we paskin that you can count the Shimon Nikiyim within the 7 or 14 days. You still have to wait 7 or 14 days, but you can count the same days you count for waiting, you can count for Shimon Nikiyim if you happen to be clean. Which again, at full-term births is less likely. As a matter of fact, I would say highly unlikely to be able to count Shimon Nikiyim, even part of the Shimon Nikiyim during the 7 or 14 days. But with early miscarriages, lo aleinu, it could be more likely that you could count some of the Shimon Nikiyim during the 7 or 14 days. So, it is something which could be lo'aisa. So Allah HaMaisa, if a woman has a baby boy, you just tell her, count Shimon Nikiyim whenever. Because it's always going to be 7 days. If a woman has a baby girl or has an early miscarriage of unknown gender, then what do you tell her? You tell her, well, you can't start till day 8, but from day 8 and on, whenever you get Shimon Nikiyim. Right? Because if she starts Shimon Nikiyim on day 8, it'll be 14 by the time she finishes. That's the Allah HaMaisa. Okay, one other point, which is very which is interesting. Now that we paskin like Rava, we have one other fascinating question. What if she had a girl and days 3 to 9 were Shiva Nikiyim? Okay, I'm not claiming this is an everyday occurrence. 3 to 9 were Shiva Nikiyim. And then on day, or even better, days 7 to 13. And then on day 14, there was Dam. What happens if on day 14 there's Dam? What halach category is this Dam? It's not Dam Nida. It's not Dam Ziva. It's not Dam Tohar, it's Dam Leda, the Dam during Tumas Leda, right? What's the status of Dam Leda? This is the machlok between the Rosh and the Rabban, which is quoted by the Torah and elucidated by the Beis Yosef. Says the Rabban, she needs Shimon Nikiyim. After all, she has a new Dam. Says the Rosh, let me say a little back. Shichud, because of Chumra, Rabbi Zeira applies to Dam Leda. And it's Dam that comes after Leda. Says the Rosh, Ein Netzricha Zayin Nikiyim. She doesn't need Shiva Nikiyim. She just totals that night. She totals that night, waits for the 14 days, and totals that night. Meaning she counts the Shimon Nikiyim and then bled. That blood doesn't bother her. What's his Zara? Because he says, Chumra, the Rabbi Zeira, doesn't apply to Dam Toch Yimei Tomas Leda. Big finish of the rush. Chumra de Rabbi Zeira doesn't apply to blood during the days of Tumas Leda. So, now, Chomid Rabbi Zera applied to the blood before she gave birth, because before she gave birth, she wasn't in Tumas Leida yet. So she needs Shemit Akiyam, but if she counts Shemit Akiyam and then bleeds again, she's Tahora as soon as the 14 days end. Here we get to a big machlokas, because nowadays we have a minhag, which I haven't put on the board. Yes?
Can we just say that again? How is he not passing like Rabbi Yudayon?
Rabbi Yudayon is talking about the drop of blood that comes out before she gave birth. Doesn't apply. Okay, you're right. What I mean is to. Even though Rush admits it applies to the blood that comes out before she gave birth. Because before she gave birth, she wasn't a chalos yoledes. Meaning there's two kinds of dam later. There's dam that comes out before you give birth, which means a raisa is not a zava, and dam that comes out after you give birth, which means a raisa is not a zava. Reb Yudai and Reb Tzemach or Tzedek Goen or whoever he was in the Mordechai, they argue about the dam before you give birth. Says the Rush, that's more chomer, because she's not a yoledes yet. But once she's a yoledes, Tumah Chomer Derizera doesn't apply. And therefore, in this weird case where she counted Shemini Akiyam, and then the next day bled during the days of Tumas Leida, that next day would not be Matami her. Here the Beis Yosef says, but give me a break. We have a minhag that even Dam Tohar is Matami her. Our minhag is that we're even Matami Dam Tohar. Meaning even in the 33 or 66 days we're Matami. Says the Beis Yosef. So how can the blood on day 14 not be Matami her if the blood on day 15 is Matami her? The blood on day 15 is Midoraisa Dam Torah if it's Matami her. So clearly So here we have another machlokus. Within the rush, says the Beis Yosef in the Taz. There's a long Taz here who thinks that his father-in-law is crazy. His father-in-law is a very machodesh svara, but he's probably Pasha Pshat in the Rush. He's not crazy. They say, but it's equivalent to Dam Tohar. And nowadays, it's Tame. Because nowadays, we hold even Dam Tohar is Tame. So therefore, the blood during the 14 days shouldn't be less than blood in the 66 days. And therefore, it's Tameh, like Dam Tohar. And the Bach, and this is the Pashup Shah of the Rush, and the Mini Rishonim, the Bach says, no, it is more Mekel than Dam Tohar. And even nowadays, it's Tohar. Okay, according to the Bach within the Rush, according to the Bach within the Rush, you have this crazy kula. If a woman, you have this weird kula. If a woman had a girl and counted Shemini Akiyam on days 7 through 13, and then bled on day 14, she can go to the mikvah that night and be tahora and doesn't need Shemini Akiyam. During the 66 days, she needs Shemini Akiyam. The moment before she gives birth, she needs Shemini Akiyam. But during those 14 days, the blood does not make you need Shemini Akiyam. Big chiddush. How do we paskin? We do not paskin like the Bach. We paskin like either the Taz or the Ramban, which are the same Lamaisa. Which is that nowadays you need Shemini Akiyam. So halacha Lamaisa, you need Shemini Akiyam. Okay. Here's some other, there's other machlokes we showed as well, but I think we've confused ourselves enough for now. Okay, so halacha l'maisa, let's see what happens. Again, mida araisa, 7:14, no meaning of Shemini Akiyam, just tolo. Mida rabbana, 1 second, chomer derizera, Rabbi Yudai goes, says, doesn't apply to the drop before the baby came out. We possibly applies to the drop before the baby came out, is timatam kachardel, she needs Shemini Akiyam. How does she count Shemini Akiyam? Rabbi Tam says she has to wait for the 7 and 14 to end and then count Shemini Akiyam. We say not true. She can count Shemini Akiyam during the 7 and 14.
She has to wait at least 7 or 14, but she can start counting Shiva Nikiyam. What if she finished the Shiva Nikiyam and then had blood of the 14? Then it's Machlokas between the Ramban and the Rush. And within the Rush, the Ramban says, Midin Chumar Rabbi Zeira, she needs a new Shiva Nikiyam. The Beis Yosef Nata says, even if not Chumar Rabbi Zeira within the Rush, but nowadays, she, our minigs, we machar an old blood, she needs Shiva Nikiyam. The Bach, according to the Rush, says she doesn't need Shiva Nikiyam. Okay, not likely to happen. So now we read, take one question, then we'll read it inside.
Lemaisa, how long does it take women to stop bleeding?
Lemaisa, how long does it take women to get Shiva Nikiyam nowadays?
This is really theoretical.
That's very theoretical. Now, perhaps, you know, if there's an early miscarriage, you can get Shiva Nikiyam much earlier, although usually you don't know the gender, so it's still not going to be Lemaisa that machlokes, because how do you know if it's a boy or a girl? You have to be machra both ways. And if it's early enough miscarriage, if the machra, maybe it's not called a blot at all. So halacha lemaisa, that's not going to be lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, how long does it take? Now halacha lemaisa, mitzias. How long does it take women nowadays after they have a baby to get Shiva Nikiyam? Usually 1 to 2 months to get Shiva Nikiyam. That's usually how long it takes them. Could be it. I mean, there's no laws. They can do whatever. I mean, they can't do whatever they want. Mitzias can be whatever it wants. But that's usually, it takes 1 to 2 months for a woman to get Shiva Nikiyam, depending on how well she recovers from the childbirth. But there's a lot of blood after childbirth. You see how midoraisa, the Torah was very makel, said, oh, there's a lot of blood after childbirth. So just be tamei for a week or two and then get out of jail free card. We don't want to make you usher so long. Okay, but in the later generations, we were more machmir.
Lemaisa, she can start counting Shiva Nikiyam as
one. As soon as she wants. Or, if she has a girl, then she still has to wait for the end of the 14 days to Tovo. But she can start counting Shiva Nikiyam as soon as she wants. But, you know, if a woman has, like, a real baby, again, I'm not talking about a miscarriage after 40 days, then I would not advise her to try to count Shiva Nikiyam in the first 2 weeks anyway, because just the bracha latala, like, the odds are 99.99% against, then, like, why just might treat yourself? But she could. Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. You know, I just think it might be a waste of effort in the first 2 weeks to, you know, to possibly build her showing as a real time. It might be a waste of effort if she had a full-term baby to try in the first 2 weeks. But she can do whatever she wants.
We don't follow that minimum of the Beis Yosef to...
No, we don't. We'll get to that in a moment. Okay, now let's read in the Shulchan Aruch. Yoledes afilu l'ras adam t'meya kenida. I know, I started studying. Yen ben yol l'chayim yol b'meis, whether the baby is alive or chas v'shalom stillborn, afilu nefel, or lo aleinu, even a miscarriage. Bekama he made tamasa. How long is she t'meya? Asha b'zman hazeh, kol yoldos chashu b'yoldos v'zov. Nowadays, because chumar d'rizera, every yoledes, since a drop of blood came out before she gave birth, is considered zovek, z'chum d'rizera, tzrichos l'spor shiv nekiyam, like all the Rishonim against Rav Yehuda going. Nimtzeis Omer, she let his Zachar, you should have Shiva Leda, Shiva Nikiyam. So you let his Zachar has to have 7 days of Thomas Leda and Shiva Nikiyam because of Ziva. You let his Nikiva, you should have Shiva Leda, Shiva Nikiyam, Ziva. She has a baby girl, she needs 14 days for Thomas Leda and Shiva Nikiyam for Thomas Ziva. Ah, can you count the days of Leda as Shiva Nikiyam? Machlokes are in your time and everyone else in the world. So that's the next line. You may lay that she shivul zacher v'yodal in the keva and lo rasa v'han olam l'sfir sivasa against Rabbi Natan, like we put on the board. V'im shomu shiv nikim soch yodal in the keva. What if she finished her shiv nikim within the 14 days? Then she still has to wait for the end of the 14 days. Harezu asura adol tesvav v'im tov l'kot l'kim l'os l'tfil. If she tovul before the 14 days are up, it doesn't help. Okay, this machlok is not a machader, but the Tan brings down the machlok between himself and his father-in-law. Continuing in the Ramah, Rabosai. Ola achar shivul zachem yudal in the keva muteres lebalo miyad me achar shavur shivin akim lo chazam rasa. If she waited her 7 to 14 days and she counted her shivin akim, which could be the same days, and she didn't see blood again, she's muteres her husband. Miu yesh v'kol someplace have a weird minah. Shenog and she ain't tovim tochar bal mazakar zor the keva. They're knowing that they wait, they don't tovel. The women ask themselves for 40 days after a Zachar and for 80 days after a Nekeva. That's a long time. 80 days after a Nekeva, everyone gets Shiva Nikiyam in less than 80 days. And 40 days after a Zachar, most people get Shiva Nikiyam within 40 days also. So they're matver a lot. Okay. So why do people have this minhag? Here it is a big machlokas. Why do some places have this weird minhag?
What did the Rambam say? Why do some places have this word minhag? Someone going to come in? I'll ask them what the Rambam said. Okay. Says the Rambam, you know why some places have this weird minhag? Because of the influence of the heretics, of the Minim. Again, not heretics like nowadays. Keep in mind. Don't imagine heretics like nowadays. Heretics like in the old days.
From heretics.
Meaning they believed in the Chumash, they just didn't believe in the Torah Shel Peh, had their own pshat in the Chumash. Okay, nowadays you don't have so many of those people anymore. But there's still a few Karaites floating around, but not too many. Anyway, apparently, I'm not an expert in Karaites, etc. There are some people who interpreted the Chumash differently. They said the Chumash meant she's Tmeya for 40 days or for 80 days, not what we said. So there are some people who had a minus, who had a rejection of the Torah Shel Peh, and I once met someone, not a heretic in any sense, just like someone who was not a big Talmud Chacham, who just said, oh yeah, the Torah says, like a woman's like a needed or a husband for 40 days after having a boy or 80 days after having a girl. Meaning, if someone does not know the proper Mesorah, they could read the Torah and think that. I'm still not quite sure how they think that, because it seems like a dachuk pshat, but okay. There were some heretics in the Rambam's time, I don't know if they were the Bistama Karaites or some other sect, who misinterpreted the Torah. So says the Rambam, you know what, they have this minhag? Because they were influenced by the heretics, and therefore, you know what we should say about this minhag? We should say, you should be mevatel it with full force. Send the police to people's houses to be mevatel this minhag, because it's a minhag of apikorsos, and it leads to heresy. So says the Rambam, the minhag is based on misunderstanding the psukim, and therefore it is usher to keep this minhag. Because normally, if someone wants to have a stam minhag, it's not usher to keep it. But if a minhag comes from heresy, then it is usher to keep it. Right? If someone would say, oh, I have this cute minhag, doesn't harm anyone, it's just following the New Testament, then we would say, even though it's not, doesn't harm anyone, and it seems just cute, and if it was coming from no place, we wouldn't stop you. But if you took it from the New Testament, it's usher to keep it. Says the Rambam, it's usher to keep this minhag, because it comes from minus. However, many of the other Rishonim try to defend this minhag. So let's see how we can defend this minhag. How can you defend this minhag?
Is that what we say with like a melakum? Like if it come, if like they wear clothing that they have like a reason for, then we're not allowed to?
Like chukzak, if you do something just because they're chok, then it's also correct. So here, if you do something just because that's the pshat of the heretics, then it's also. If it happens to be pshat of the heretics, then it's not us. So there might be some things that we do. If there happened to have been some heretics who once thought that that's coincidental, so that would be okay. Okay, so they say there's a reason. What's the different reason? So I'll give you a few reasons that are found in the Mefarshim. Says the Levush. Nataz thinks this is what the Revush meant. He pushes the Levush in this direction, but the Levush is very clear. Who quotes the Levush? Remember, the Levush is called the Teres Zahav. The Levush is quoted by the Shachir in the beginning of Sivkat Aleph. Right? Ad kam loshen Teres Zahav. What does the Levush say? He says, because remember I told you that women bleed a lot after childbirth? That's a fact. It says, women bleed so much after childbirth, the minhag is to always be choshesh, they bled and didn't notice. And that's why they're asur for 40 or 80 days. Because maybe they had blood and they didn't notice. Okay, the Shach says, that's terrible. Why is that a terrible pshat? Because even if they had blood, it's dam tohar. And even if we're machmer in dam tohar, we don't think machmer in anything, zera against dam tohar. Okay, that's the Levush's shot. The Levush says, maybe they bled all 40 days and didn't notice. Maybe they bled all 80 days and didn't notice. The Revush gives two other pshatim. Says the Revush, one pshat which is quoted in the Taz here, they're both in the Yosef. One pshat in the Revush, this is about the Mount Rikol, says it's called, it's a geder. What is a geder? Meaning, there were places where there were very makel on Hilchas Nida, and to make up for that, they made extra chumras in Hilchas Nida. The Gemara says, if there's a place where they're too makel about something, you have to be extra machmer for them about something to make sure they take it seriously. And therefore, there were places where there were makel on Hilchas Nida, so they made a chumra on all 40 or 80 days, just to reinforce Hilchas Nida in those places. And since it was done for a geder, therefore, in those places, they have to keep it. So there are many things in the times of the Gemara it says. For example, in Bishal Akum, we paskin that whatever is edible raw has no Isur Bishal Akum, but in places where they need a geder, then you should ask for it for them. And likewise, many other things. I think you get the word, please. So that's the first shot of the Rivash. The second shot of the Rivash is Nishum Nikios. It's just out of hygiene. The minute comes from hygiene. Because since the woman has so much blood in those days, it was considered unhygienic to engage in tashmish in those days, and that's why they ossered it. And since it was done for purposes of hygiene, even though you don't have to do it, but if people do it, then they should keep their minhag, because minhagim done for hygiene are considered valid, because, what do the goyim say? This is a thing the goyim are right for saying, it's not in the New Testament, I don't think. I didn't check. Cleanliness is next to godliness, right? Don't the goyim say that? Yeah. So let's just review where this minhag came from, right? What is this minhag? Minhag. Metamos hayoledes ad achar arba'im oshmumim, right? Depending what gender she had. So one shot was the Rambam that it came from Minos. And if it came from Minos, then you have to be mevatel the minhag. It's usher to keep that minhag. The other pshat, all the other pshatim say, no, there's a being what's an afkamina. Is that according to the Rambam, yesh levatel haminhag. But according to all the other pshatim, heicha denagu. Here there's a big debate of the Taz. Even where there are no hay, does it mean you have to keep the minhag and punish someone who violates it? Or just like, keep it and stop? But without getting into it, what are the different stuff that justify it? I mean, what are the justifications? So one was the Levush. Yeah, Terez Zav says, Shema Tireh V'lo Targish. I don't mean Hargasha, meaning she won't notice. Maybe she'll see and she won't notice. Next shot is the Maharik and the Rivash Geder. What do you mean? Geder is a place they were making on Hachas Nidah, so they were extra machra on them. And in those places, it's good to have that. Because they were mezalzel in the Isser of Nidah, so therefore they made a Geder to have extra Isser. The Rivash in his second parish, says Nikios, for hygiene. It's not for halachic reasons. It's just they considered it not hygienic to be bowl in those times because the woman was so dirty. Okay. And if it's hygiene, then no one's going to say you get makas mardas for violating this minhag. No one's going to say you should put a knas on someone, put someone in hair for violating this minhag. But it's valid, right? If people have a minhag to be extra clean, they should follow their minhag. Another shot is the Sefer Good, it's quoted in the Taz, and in the Bach, and in the Shach. Sefer Good, the Sefer Good is on late Rishon from Rishon Ashkenaz. Says the Sefer Good, it's based on something a little later. Sheet of the Bach, we don't paskin like. Al pi shitas habehag, that lel 41 or 81. The night, meaning the night after the Meitor, is a Vesek. The Bahag has a Shita. That the night after the Meitor ends is a Vesek. So night 81 after day 80 is a Vesek. Why? Because when the Meitor ends, a woman's likely to get her period. So, what does the Sefer HaGod say? Gzeira atu lel mem aleph or pe aleph. If you allow a woman to go to the mikvah and be bowled for all 40 days, she might also sleep with her husband on the 41st night. And if you allow her to be bowled or to sleep with her husband all 80 days, she might also sleep with her husband the 81st night. So, it's like Gzeira, lest you forget to be porish on the 41st or 81st night. They ask you all 40 or 80 days. Seems a little far out, and we actually don't pass like the Bahag anyway.
So first of all, you don't pass like the Baha'i. Second of all, it seems like a big chumra. You have a Vesas coming up in 2 months. So you're usher for those 2 months, so you'll remember that Vesas. Now, for regular Vestals, we don't say that because they're part of their normal pattern. This is a rare thing that only happens once per baby. And therefore, we're afraid they might forget. It seems a little mukzam, no? Okay. Six is the Darkei Moshe and the Shach. It's the most lumdish, although, in my humble opinion, it doesn't work at all. Says the Darkei Moshe and the Shach, a whole lumdus. It's al pishitas for being a tam. Many Rishonei Ashkenaz say the minhag was to be choshish for a being a tam. But you just add 1 point to a being a tam. Al pi shitas for a being a tam, adding 1 point. I mean, if you only had to add 1 point, it wouldn't be so bad. You have to add 1 point and then ignore some things. But what does Rabbeinu Tam say? You can't count the 14 days or the 7 days towards Shiva Nikiyam. Let's add one thing to Rabbeinu Tam, which is, the truth is, we're not really adding a point. If you look at Rabbeinu Tam's elsewhere, this is a very reasonable pshat, right? Let's say a woman had a girl. 14 days passed. According to Rabbeinu Tam, she can start counting her Shiva Nikiyam, right? No. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shach, no. She has the Tovel to get rid of the Tumah of the 14 days before she can start counting Shiva Nikiyam. So I'll appreciate this Rabbeinu Tam, let's just say. And this assumption is well-founded in Rabbeinu Tam. Plus, we assume that she can't start counting Shiva Nikiyam until she tovels to remove the Tumas Leda after 7 or 14. She has the tovel to remove Tumas Leda, then do a Hefzik Tara, then count Shiva Nikiyam. Meaning, they take her in a time a little further than you might have taken it. It's not just during the 7 or 14 days that you can't count Shiva Nikiyam. As long as the Tumah of the 7 or 14 days is still around, you can't count Shiva Nikiyam. And until you tovel, you can't count. And what did Rabbeinu Tam himself do in his family? When his wife had a girl, he would tell her, wait 14 days, tovel, then do a Hefzik Tara and start Shiva Nikiyam. When his wife had a boy, he would tell her, wait 7 days, tovel. Not that you're Tahora now, but tovel to get rid of the 7 days. Now do a Hefzik Tara and count Shiva Nikiyam. But nowadays, we don't tovel after 7 or 14. Therefore, since we don't tovel after 7 or 14, the Tumah lasts. Now he says it should last forever. Then you should never be able to count Shiva Nikiyam for a greater time. No, because eventually that Tumah expires, meaning the most it can go is 40 or 80. Right? Lasts until 40 or 80. So it doesn't count as Shiva Nikiyam. This is, what's this assumption? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the days of Yimei Leda can't count for Shiva Nikiyam. Not only can't the 7 or 14 count, until you tovel, you can't start counting Shiva Nikiyam. Since no one toveled yet, they can't start counting Shiva Nikiyam. The 7 days keep going, and the 14 days keep going. How long do they go? Well, Tumas Leda can't go more than the whole Parsha and the Chumash. The whole Parsha of Leda only lasts 40 days. Bein the Tumah, bein the Tara. The whole Parsha of Leda in the cave only lasts 80 days. Therefore, the Tumas Leda, since she didn't Tova last all 40 days, doesn't count for Shiva Nikiyam. The Tumas Leda of the cave, since she didn't Tova last all 80 days, doesn't count for Shiva Nikiyam.
Why is Tumas Leda so much worse and different than regular Dam Nida that you can't start counting Shiva Nikiyam until you go to the Mikvah? But by Dam Nida, you start counting then you go to the Mikvah afterwards.
Right. So here it gets a little tricky because Rabbeinu Tam himself actually thought that every month you have to go to the Mikvah and then start counting Shiva Nikiyam. Right. Meaning, the little known secret, Rabbeinu Tam himself held that every month you're supposed to go to the Mikvah twice. Once, now, here I'm making assumptions. I mean, if Tom writes, you're supposed to go to the mikvah twice. Exactly why is a matter of interpretation, but it could be for this reason. And this could also explain, in a minute, we'll see later in Simkot Tzadivav, some people wait 7 + 7 every month. Why? 7 days for the Tumas Nida to end. And then they count, start counting Shem and Akiyam. And in once upon a time, maybe they went to mikvah in between. And it's a lot of assumptions. My biggest problem with this is that then you should have to wait 47 or 87. If the 40 days don't count their Shem Akiyam, it should be 47. Right? It's a little weird. And I don't understand it at all. To me, it's a tzarechi and gadol. Tzarechi and gadol, because you should be asura for 47 or 87. Because, like, all 40 shouldn't count their Shem Akiyam without Tovling, or all 80 shouldn't count the Rishim Nikim without Tovling if you really want to have this big Chiddush. So this is a big Chiddush, and I don't think it works. Because, like, why would the end of the 40 days count the Rishim Nikim? It's a little weird. Shas all the only wrap of 40 days. Yeah, but why? So the Maisa, I don't really understand any of these answers. The Levush is difficult because why should we Choshesh? Maybe she saw Dam and lost it if that Dam is Dam Tor anyway. And really, Tohar, I'll be strict in. Geder is like, where do we ever find any such a geder? Nikiyas hygiene, since when do we ask for people for months based on hygiene? You know, based on the Baha'i, we don't even pass them like the Baha'i. So when do we ask them for 2 months and they remember separate one night? You know, just give them a reminder. All of these are difficult. Every single one of these pshatim is dahuk. Every single one is dahuk. And you know what? It's not me telling you they're dachuk. The Achronim also knew they were dachuk. They were just trying to do the best they can to justify this minhag. Halacha l'maisa, probably the Rambam's, right? But how do we paskin? We paskin. You know what? Maybe one, even though they all seem dachuk, maybe one of them's true. Let's read Rama. Says Rama, v'ein lahater b'makom shenagu lahachmir. If a place the minhag is lahachmir, you should be machmir. If a makom shenagu minhag in lahachmir klal. However, if there's no minhag, don't be machmir. Okay, nowadays there's no. Excuse me. And there's a whole discussion. This is the first Pesach Tshuva. Exactly how strict is this in some places, etc. And the whole discussion at Achronim, maybe they were only known by a birth, not a miscarriage. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin heichad minhag yesh lakayim a minhag, but our medinos don't have this minhag. So halacha l'maisa, we end up passing not to keep this minhag in any case. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's usher to keep the minhag. We passing is not usher to keep the minhag. In a place where you keep the minhag, you should follow your masorah. But l'maisa, our countries don't have this masorah. Israel doesn't have that masorah. America doesn't have that masorah. I don't know which places did. You know, even though some people seem to have this masorah, Germany. Right, there are Makos, the Marilla dismissora, the Marilla is coming all in the hug of Germany. Lamaisa, nowadays our countries don't have this minhag. So it's interesting, there are 6 explanations for the minhag, 1 evil explanation, and 5 dachuk valid explanations. We paskin, like, hopefully one of the 5 dachuk valid explanations is true, and it's a valid minhag. And if that was your minhag, I don't know, all of a sudden we find that the Jews in Berlin have been keeping this throughout all the generations. Then they should keep it. But Lamaisa, in our Stan Medinos nowadays, we do not have this minhag, so we don't keep it. What do we do? As soon as she gets Shiva Nikiyam, as long as after 7 or 14, she totals. Now let's read one more line. Rak miyachlo rasa darach ha-shivim zok v'yibdil and nekeva. As soon as she stops seeing blood, and it's at least 7 and 14, but suffer Shiva Nikiyam, and she keeps Shiva Nikiyam, muteris labalo, she muteris to her husband. What if after she tovels, she sees another drop of blood? What about the following case? Yeah, I can erase this. Meaning, assuming we don't have this minhag, which we should all assume we don't. Lamaisa nowadays, I don't know. I'll tell you Mimfatalis minhag if you find it even nowadays. Not because Minas. Not because Malia didn't want to be mischaber to the Karaites, but just because nowadays to ask for a woman or a husband for too long is a very bad strategy. But what about the following case? Let's take the following case. Yalda Safra Zayin Nikiyim Tavla
V'achar kach rasa dam tohar.
Then she sees dam tohar, meaning not, keep in mind, not the following case.
Yolda safra miktsas nikiyen virasa.
Then that's pashut.
Obviously needs shiva nikiyen because she's a yoledes bezov. Because of yoledes bezov, right?
Meaning if she hasn't seen shiva nikiyen yet, any blood she sees is still blood of the original ziva. Because the chumrah of zayir, remember, Rav Yudai Gaon is a shita nidches. It's not even a real, it's like mamash shita nidches. No one passes like it at all. It's not even a tzad l'hakam, Rav Yudai Gaon. We passkin every woman, a drop of blood comes out before the baby. She is a yoledes bezov. She's shiva nikiyen. So she counts 6 clean days and then sees blood, which, by the way, is very common. Unlike in a normal period, it would be uncommon for a woman to count 6 clean days and then see blood. That would be very weird. It could happen, but it would be weird. And a woman after childbirth, she might wait 3 weeks, then get 6 clean days, and then start bleeding like a fountain. That's normal, right? Could be a very normal case. Because it just goes on and off, very randomly. So, if she sees 6 clean days and then starts bleeding, then obviously she needs a new shiva nikiyen, because she was in the middle of shiva nikiyen. She needed shiva nikiyen, was in the middle, ruined it. Whenever you ruin your shiva nikiyen, you need another shiva nikiyen, just because the original ziva, because of the original yoledes bezov. But what about this case? She already counted shiva nikiyen, went to the mikveh and slept with her husband. And then on day 8, she started bleeding like a fountain, which also could happen. Now, what happens? Now that's dam tohar, right? The original ziva is over. Now it's dam tohar. Within
the 40 or 80 days. So what's the din nowadays?
Here we have 3 opinions. The opinion of many gaonim, such as, who does the Beis Yosef quote? The Beis Yosef quotes the Bahag and the Shul. Tosos, quotes the same thing for Asad Yagon, yes?
This is different in the case of the Ramban and the Rashi.
Yes, that was within the 14 days.
So this is Shuvas Tovo.
Right, this is Shuvas Tovo. It's after the 14 days.
15, she starts bleeding.
Exactly. Right? So, let me make that very clear. Meaning, after she Tovelt, during days 8 to 40 or 15 to 80. Right? What about that case? Here you have 3 different days. One is the Bahag and the Sholtos, who are quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Bahag is in the Torah, the Sholtos is in the Beis Yosef. Rav Sadia Gaon's quote in Tosos says the same thing.
And Tosos and Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, if you want to look it up, if you think I'm lying.
They say she is Sahora
because the din of Dam Tohar applies nowadays.
She's Sahora, we say, keep what it says in the Chumash. Meaning, you can't, as soon as day 8 or 15 comes, she's not Sahora because the Chumash is there, she needs Shiva Nikiyam. But once she gets Shiva Nikiyam and she Tovels, now she's Sahora. Interesting machlokes that the Beis Yosef quotes between the Rambam and the Maharam in Rittenberg and Das Arif. What if she hadn't toveled yet? Would we say since she hadn't toveled, now she's still in the parsha of Zava and needs Shiva Nikiyam? Or would you say, no. Once she finishes her Shiva Nikiyam, then it's okay? Okay, that's machlokes. But let's say she did tovel. Second opinion.
You know what? We'll go in order of Kumar to Kula, so we'll do 3. The opinion of the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, and maybe the Rif. Why do I say maybe the Rif? The Rif didn't say anything, but some Rishonim interpret him to say this. They say she is Tameya because Chumra de Rabbi Zeira applies even to Dam Tohar.
Meaning, not only does Chumrah de Rabbi Zeira apply to Tamei Dam, that makes it in Shiva Nikiyam and not just a little Tamei, even Dam Torah, the Torah gave it zero zakos of his Torah, the Gamrei Chumrah de Rabbi Zeira applies. Okay, therefore, so Chumrah de Rabbi Zeira, she needs another Shiva Nikiyam.
So if she went to the Count Shiva Nikiyam, went to the mikvah, slept with her husband one night, even if she didn't sleep with her husband one night, got home from the mikvah, and started bleeding like a fountain, then, according to the Chumash Rabbeinu, she needs another Shiva Nikiyam. There's an in-between, yes?
Would you say unless she can be totally on it as something else, or no?
Yeah, but if she's bleeding like a fountain, there's nothing else to be told on. Meaning, let's say she went home and slept with her husband and found a little blood after Tashmish, and she had stitches after the childbirth, and maybe she could be told, okay, then you get into the question of Tliya. But if she's bleeding a lot, then there's others, it's just blood that comes out because of the birth. Meaning, that's part of the natural reproductive cycle, right? So if you have a lot of blood, then there's no Tliya. I mean, unless something is very, very, you know, injured in her, and then she should go straight to the emergency room. But assuming normal case, then there's no Tliya. The in-between sheet is the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam and a lot of Rishonim Ashkenaz. Okay, I'm not going to promise all of them, but many of the Rishonim Ashkenaz. Says the Rambam, it is not Osir in Chumrat Rabbi Zeira. But it's not Mutter. It's Osir because of a later Minhag. A later minhag. I know from Rabbi Zeira also started as a minhag. That's a minhag in the Gemara. Asher is a later minhag. Says the Rambam, in my days we asher it in Iraq and Israel and Egypt and Spain, but I heard that in France they're matur. Which sort of sounds like from a lot of the Rishonim Ashkenaz. But then by the end of the Rishonim Ashkenaz, they say she is Tameya because of a host Talmudic minhag. Says the Rambam, it depends on your town, whatever the minhag is in your country. Okay? But then it spread to the different countries, and now she is Tameya because of a post Talmudic minhag. Okay, how do we paskin? So, let's read this Rama again. Start with, like, after the, like, little ches of the biragra, like, after the little finger. Avalim chazver rosef, she after totals went back and sees a fealty of Adam Gechardo, Timea, Avgat me the rice Adam Toar, who ad, Tom Toar, who ad, Arbom Zakhron Makeva, for Pasha and Menu Hol Yisrael, she ain't Balam Adam Toar, ain't Balam Adam Toar. We don't take advantage of the rule of Dam Tohar to permit Bia. The Dino Kishar Dam Chol Dover, and it's Dino Kol Dam. The Lashon HaRmasi is pretty clear. He doesn't say it's Asher Alpi Dina de Gemara for Bizera. It says Pashan Aminig Bechol Yisrael. It's a later Minhag. We Paskin, we don't Paskin as Mutter, we don't Paskin as somebody or Zera. We Paskin, it is a later Minhag. So we Paskin, it's a later post Talmudic Minhag. For Pashan Aminig Bechol Yisrael, says Ramah. It's a minhag that spread to all the Jews after the time of the Gemara. That we aser dam tohar, and therefore halacha l'maisa, a woman who has dam tohar is the same as regular dam. Now, just to be fair, since it's only a minhag after the time of the Gemara, if it's questionable cases, then it's sudden lahakel. Maybe there's more room to be made, right? Like if there's strong sudden lahakel, just we're a little nervous, then we'll say, okay, we'll be mako and dam tohar. We don't have every chumra in the book, but fundamentally, like where it can be no telahakal a little. But fundamentally, this has toma because we pass get in bolam aladam tohar. Right? Now even the lashon. It's not the lashon that Chazal were atami dam tohar. They weren't. It's not in Chumash Rabbeinu Zeira. In bolam aladam tohar, we refrain from bia and we refrain from taking advantage of dam tohar. Now, there might be some nafkaminas that come out of this, which we'll mention in a moment. So, let's just bring this down to Halacha Maisa. Agav, I'll just point out, if you are interested, this is just for the sake of, I said this before, I'll write it down. Yolda, Safra, Zayin Kiyim, Dulo Tavla, Virasa, Bimei Tohar. Right? This is, I mentioned, a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam, and many Rishonei Ashkenaz, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says,
It's like Dam Tohar and the Maharami Rutenberg, in his interpretation of the Rith, says, nope, it's Soteret. Sfiras Zivasa. Otsricha Zayin Nikiyin. Mishum Yoledes Bizo. This is what I mentioned, this weird case,
which would never happen nowadays, because who's going to count seven Nikiyim and not go to the mikvah right away? Everyone goes to the mikvah right away. But if it happened after Shem Nikiyim before the mikvah, most Rishonim would say, what's the after Shem Nikiyim? It's not like this case, like this case. Which doesn't matter, it's still Asar Al-Pi Minhag. While the Maharam is bedaik to the Rif, that it would be like this case. Okay, without getting into this, let's just paskin l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, let's remember. Let's remember. If a woman bleeds during the beastly halacha l'maisa, we ignore Dam Tohar. If she bleeds in Dam Tohar, it's the same as bleeding any other time. Our minig is involved in all Dam Tohar. However, and harchokos and everything. Even though it says in Bolim, look at the last five words, Dino Kashar Dam Lechol Dover. The Dagmar Vava asks, well, what if she accepts a marriage proposal during Dam Tohar, or even Machben Dam Chima during Dam Tohar? Okay, it doesn't happen all the time. Lemaisa, the Piskei Tshuva, has a big discussion. Are there any chulas in Dam Tohar? Like, for example, she gets Dam Tohar in the middle of Bia, can he finish his Bia? Okay, doesn't really come up nowadays because people don't notice that they got their Bia in the middle of Dam Tohar. But, in the middle of got their period in the middle of Bia. But, what is A? Lemaisa we treat as Dam L'chol Dover, except that we can be making a little more in borderline cases, you know, because it's only a minhag and it's not even a chumer d'orim zera, which is a minhag that became a d'rabbanan, it's a pure minhag. But basically, we're for ksamim, for everything we treat it as regular. The whole interesting question is, look at the Dagmar Vava here. Says the Dagmar Vava, U'pashat be'enai shem tavla achar leidov shuv rasa b'mei tohar, achshon ha'machimim dam tohar, m'koza lo tevarech ala tefila, v'lo shayat tevarech v'tzivanu. The Dover Shafil and Jarbon Logos of Ainirak Min and Yalma. Since we paskin, it's only a post Talmudic minhag. Therefore, if she sees Dam Tohar and counts Shiva Nikiyim and Tovels, says the Dover Mervava, don't make a bracha. How can she make a bracha? It's not a mitzvah to Tovel, it's not a mitzvah to Raisa, it's not a mitzvah to Rabbanan, it's only a later minhag. You can't make a bracha on a later minhag. I don't understand. We have a lot of later minhagim, right? We make up a lot of new minhagim over the generations. Can't make a bracha on them. You know, what are you going to make a bracha on keeping Yom HaTzmaot? No, you don't make a bracha on things that are to Raisa or to Rabbanan, not on things that are minhagim they invented after the time of the Gemara. Therefore, he says, no bracha. However, this is very controversial. In the Pesachim, Chuvas of Cotton Bays talks about this, and he quotes the Chuv Me'ava, who says, what did Rama say? Dino Keshar Dam L'chol Dover. It's the din like regular dam. Like regular dam, you make a bracha. So says the Chuv Me'ava, you do say a bracha. Give me a second. It's interesting. He says, and he writes in the Shot Shuv Me'ava, this I think his name is Aurelius or Fleckless. He says he discussed with his Rebbe, the Baal Nodu Yehuda, who was in Valav Raf Yehuda, who wasn't sure what to think. So it's interesting. He discussed with his Rebbe Nodu Yehuda, who wasn't sure what to think. It's a little funny, like, the Nodu Yehuda wrote the Dog Meravavli. He was very sure that you don't make a bracha. So is it that he changed his mind at some point? Or that, like, you know, sometimes his Talmud was sure you should make a bracha. He discussed with his Rebbe didn't agree, so he said, my Rebbe's not sure. Really, the Rebbe was sure not to make a bracha. Just that, you know, like Rebbe Shefter says, could be. So I'm not sure if the Nodu Yehuda changed his mind. At one time he was misogynistic, and one time he said no. Or he said no, but his Talmud argued with him and sort of understood that it was still a suffix. Lemaisa, the Nodu Yehuda in the Dog Meravava, which he himself wrote paskin no bracha, his Talmud paskin yes bracha, and claimed that his Rebbe wasn't sure. Okay. Then there's a whole discussion of the Chassam Sofer here. He quotes the Chassam Sofer here, and the Chassam Sofer also said to make a bracha. So, some sofer and the Chumni Abba say to make a bracha. Why make a bracha? Here we have two possibilities. I'm not sure if they're two different. I think they're two different stars. The reason not to make a bracha is obvious. Because we don't make a bracha on post-Talmudic Minhagim. Right? As a matter of fact, even Minhagim in the Gemara, what does the Gemara say not to make a bracha on? The Gemara, no, if the Gemara said not to make a bracha, if the Gemara said not to make a bracha, how come we Ashkenazim do? Okay, but we Ashkenazim do. The Gemara says not to make a bracha on Arava. Arava on Hashanah Rabbah? Anyone here ever celebrate Hashanah Rabbah? Yep. Remember, besides the Arava Minim, you pick up a bundle of Aravos? Do you make a bracha on that?
No.
Yeah. No, why not? The Gemara says, because it's only a minug Nevi'im. It's only a minug. Right, it's only a minug. Okay, because it's only a minhag. So we see you don't make a bracha minhagim. So what's the svara? Here the svara is that it's like arava. There's no bracha on a minhag. So what's the svara the other way around? By the way, we Ashkenazim, right? We're not so strict about this not saying a bracha minhag things, right? Give me some examples where Ashkenazim say a bracha on a minhag. Chatzi halal obviously means, right? Halal shalom is a din. Chatzi halal, Sfardim wouldn't say a bracha, we Ashkenazim say a bracha. Okay, so Tosfos explains, because that's better than Arava, because that's mamash achiyum halal, even if you didn't have to do it, it's a cheft of halal. What else did Ashkenazim in Chutzlar, is anywhere in Chutzlar, it's what bracha Ashkenazim said that was only a minhag that wasn't really yotze a din? No, Yom Tov Sheni, even Sfardim did. The Gemara explains it, nor that we're not moving this household. Maybe they don't anymore. The truth is, since my days when everyone started learning Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people started following some more Eretz Yisrael than Minhagim. So I'm not sure. When I was a kid, tell me what they did in your shuls. Friday night, did they make Kiddush and Shul? Raise your hand if they made Kiddush and Shul Friday night. Okay. Yeah, when they were growing up in Ashkenazic Shul. Not important. No, Nusach Sfar also does, as long as you're not Sfar. Okay, it could be dangerous.
There's a lot of shows where they do. Like,
yeah. So, are you Yotze Kiddush? Tell me your rule. Ain't Kiddush all come soon. You're not Yotze Kiddush. Right? That's why they only have little kids drink. Because it's usher for an adult to drink, because you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Even the guy who said Kiddush, he can't drink because he hasn't been Yotze Kiddush. So, if he hasn't been Yotze Kiddush, then why is he saying Bracha Latala? Say Ashkenaz. Say, because it's a minhag. If it's a minhag, it's not a Bracha Latala. So Ashkenazim say...
Also, women
making
doing mitzvahs is not chayim, right? There's no way to...
No, because that's a real mitzvah. Even if you're not chayim, it's a real mitzvah. So it's not quite the same. Okay, so what are the svaras? So the Tshuva Me'ava gives one svara. One svara is the Tshuva Me'ava. He says it is a real maisa, like halim. What does Tosfos say? We don't make a bracha on Arava, because that's not a real maisa found in the halachic system. Well, you make a bracha on chatzig halal, because halal is a real maisa. There's such thing as halal. Likewise, tevila is a real maisa tevila. Sometimes you tovel alpi din, sometimes alpi minhag. But since it's a real maisa, you make a minhag. Says the Chassam Sofer, different svara. He says a different svara. He says, because there's a minhag to do something. This is not a minhag to tovel. Is the minhag to tovel? What's the minhag? Not that there's a minhag to tovel. What's the minhag? Technically. Is there a minhag when you see Yom Tov, you must tovel? No. What's the minhag?
To treat it as not being tired.
That you're... Technically, what's the Lashon Hara? Ain? Ain bolam. The minhag is to refrain from tashmish or olei harchakos until you tovel. Meaning, it's not that there's a minhag to tovel. Not like Yom Kippur, minhag to tovel. No. Every Yom Kippur, there's a minhag to tovel, and we don't say a bracha. Here, says the Chassam Sofer, there's a minhag that you're usher and bia. Lemaisa, what's the only way to become mutter and bia? Yeah. To tovel. Lemaisa, this tvila is mater bia. I don't care if the bia was usher because of a minhag or din. Lemaisa, the tvila has an afkamin of heter. He says, once she is asura labala for any reason, the tefillah is significant because it's matter and iser. Maybe the answer is only alpi minhag, when the tefillah is matter something that makes it significant, meaning every tefillah is halachically significant. But we only make a bracha it's matter something. That's what the Sam Sofer said. He says, HaTefillah hu midina ubay bracha. He also had something else. Is it mutter to violate a minhag? You have to add one step, one second. Once there is a minhag le'osra le'bala. Tell me, are you allowed to violate a minhag, Yaakov?
Sure.
Does Judaism allow violating minhagim? No. Therefore, she is asura le'bala, right? She's not Surah Labala because you're not allowed to violate a minhag. Once she's Surah Labala, the tefillah is matter her.
Mishum she'asur lavor al minhag. And therefore, the tefillah is matter her. Once the tefillah is matter her, it's a mitzvah.
So he says, clever. It would just be a mitzvah to tovel. It's only a minhag, not a mitzvah. But once the minhag is, sorry, if it would just be a minhag to tovel, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Once the minhag is to asur her, she's mamish asura, because you're not allowed to break a minhag. Once she's asura, the only way to matter her is through toveling. Therefore, tevil is really matter her. It's matter her midrabanan, because midrabanan you have to follow minhagim, and therefore you make a bracha. Can anyone tell me a more practical reason why you would think she should make a bracha on the tevilah, even without these fancy svaras? Exactly. Where did you get that idea from? Exactly. The Gemara says, why do we make a bracha on Yontif Sheni? After all, Yontif Sheni is only Midrabanan. It's only a suffix whether that's the day. Sfeik of Yoma. We don't make a bracha on suffix Midrabanan. What is the Gemara answer? Ki heichad lo lazal. You know why we say a bracha on Yontif Sheni? Because otherwise people would violate it. Meaning, when people don't say a bracha, they'll violate the whole Isser. For example, for sure. This is, you know how like B'nai Yeshiva and Lamdanim think like, not think, we know. A bracha is not ma'akev, right? The mitzvah is a mitzvah. The bracha is just like a side point, right? We're aware of that, right? If you don't make the bracha, you're still yotze. If you're a masupik, you do it without a bracha, right? You're not sure what tefillas kelim, do it without a bracha, etc. But the amaratzim, what are people in Yiddish call shaking the lulav?
Blessing.
Benching the lulav, right? They bent, did you bench lulav? What do they call lighting Shabbos candles? To bench lift benching, right? Benches say the bracha, right? Meaning, they call it saying the bracha. And I'll give you one proof, my Rebbe in Jewish history, Chaim Soloveitchik, a Rav professor, Chaim Soloveitchik, point this out to me. The Gemara says that you make a bracha on Yontif Sheni because otherwise people won't keep it if it has no bracha. There's only one case in the Gemara where they made an exception and told you to do a mitzvah without a bracha. What day did Chachamim in the Gemara tell you to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha? I'll give you a clue. It's the eighth day of something. On Shemini Atzeres, Chazal tell you, Yisubi Yasvinu V'ruchu Lom V'archinan. And what happened? Everyone was mazalzel, and now most people don't sit in the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres anymore. You see, when you don't make a bracha, people are mazalzel in it. So they decided to make an exception, and they made an exception, and they lost. Because people were mazalzel, and only like a few, like, tumbling into the rub and start with box still keep up the what it says in the Gemara. Yeah?
Just as a riot that my wife was Sephardic before we got married, and Sephardi women don't, they're not as careful, they don't make brachas on lulav and things like that, but now that we're married, she's Ashkenazi, she takes things more seriously because she just started making bracha.
Exactly. Okay, so, therefore, what could you say? Of course the woman should tov with a bracha, because if you tell her to tov without a bracha, you know what she'll do? She'll just say, well, it's not a real din. They told me to tov without a bracha, so she'll just forget and sleep with her husband's son. Meaning it's very hard. This woman, there's a bit blood of temptation, right? The woman wants to be with her husband. So if we tell her you're a nida, you have to do all the normal things, then she'll keep it. Tell her, yeah, just as an extra minhag, you should like tova, but without a bracha, because it's not really a nida. Then we all know she's not going to keep it, right? And therefore, many modern day posts say,
ki hechi, I'm quoting the Lashon Gemara by Yotav Sheni, the lo lezalzel bay. in order to avoid not keeping it at all. And halacha l'maisa, this is a big machlokas. Some of the Sfarim are still very worried about this because they're used to minhagim. But my masor from Rabbi Willig is, and this is the minhag olam nowadays, the minhag olam is any time you have any type of issues that come up, right? The end of this Pisri Tshuvah, with this will end, discusses, how about every kesem? If you have some suffig in din, or any type of din, you're not sure about the color, anytime the rub's not sure about the color, shouldn't he tell her to tov without a bracha? This is not the minhag. You never heard rabbis telling women, tov without a bracha. What? Rabbis never have sfeikos? They're never not sure about the color? They're always 100% sure that it's red? Right? No. Whenever we have a kesem, you don't know where it's from, you know, if you don't know where it's from, you can say it's a zero drop on a two macher. Fine, but if you don't know the colors, we never tell women to without a bracha. The minhag olam is we never tell women to without a bracha. Why? Apparently, Mordechai was unhappy with this minhag olam. Why? Bracha batala, it's an issue d'oraisa according to many sfardim. But no, the minhag olam is you never tell women to without a bracha. Could it be that perhaps some big Tamicham Rosh Yeshiva has told their own wives to tov without a bracha in some sfeikas cases because they trusted them? I don't know. But the general minhag olam is that you never tell a woman to tov without a bracha. Why? Because once you tell her to tov without a bracha, it's very hard to keep pelchas nida. So meila, if you tell her it's a real halacha, she'll keep it. Once I tell her, it's not a real halacha, then if I tell someone to tovel their thermos without a bracha, they'll do it anyway, because that's such a big taiva. Sometimes you can get away with it. But someone's masubing if the lulav was kosher, you tell them to shake it again without a bracha, a seder. But over here, where it can be very hard to keep hilchos nida sometimes, once you tell someone to tovel without a bracha, there's decent odds that they will just not tovel at all and just sleep with their husband and say, their rabbi meant it's just a chumrah, and I'm not so machmir. And therefore, the minhag olam is that if she tovels, she tovels with a bracha. Because otherwise, they'll just be mezalzel in it. And so there are many svaras here why she's tovel with a bracha. The minhag olam is not like the dog in the bracha. I'm sure there are people, but I have not heard of many people or big posts in Tassel and Dodo Merivava. The minhag olam is like the Chassam Sofer, the Chumayava, that for some reason, and probably because of the Lazalvahu, we tell you to tovel dam Torah without a bracha, and likewise, we tell you anytime you have to go to tovel, you should tovel with a bracha, and we don't tell women, in every case, if there's some suffix, to like not make a bracha, a shas bracha, but tell them, because Kihikul Lazalvah Bey overrides the possible shasha bracha batala. Okay, especially since there might be other tzad that maybe you could say, even if a woman has different tumah, there's a tzad, even though we're passing that way, they make a bracha on tefillah. That is the halachah maisa. We'll pick up with the next sif, Amir Tzashem, next time. This reminds me also of another fascinating machlokas I'll point out. That's a little similar machlokas. That what if a woman gets an artificial insemination for a fertility procedure during Shiva Nikiyam? So there's some post more choshes, since he's still in Shiva Nikiyam and hasn't got to the mikveh yet, maybe it'll have a bad effect on the vlad. She becomes pregnant during Shiva Nikiyam. So some people want to say that, so you know what she should do? She should tovel once for Nida D'oraisa, which is only 7 days out of Shiva Nikiyam, and then get the artificial insemination, and then there won't be any sod problems in the vlad, because Nida D'oraisa she toveled, and then she'll tovel again when she finishes Shiva Nikiyam for her husband. And the mainstream psak is, I know some yechidim who might do that, the mainstream psak is not that way. Because I'll be so, we think it won't hurt the vlad if she gets artificially inseminated during the Shiva Nikiyam, because there was no iser done. It only hurts the vlad if they didn't iser to conceive the vlad. And B, because if we tell her to go to mikveh once and she's yotzi with the raisa, she's going to be mezalzel and sleep with her husband and not go to mikveh again and keep that and not keep the derabanan. And therefore, people tried and the experiment didn't work. And therefore, halacha maisa, we're very wary about this kila. Another example, we're very wary about behefi delo lazalzel.
Do we pass him like the avin on that one?